I am Pierre Lumumba here at the Aberdare's Country Club in Nyeri County in the Republic of Kenya in our mother continent of Africa. As we continue to discuss Africa, we must also be conscious of the fact that we are actually on the cusp of the fifth industrial revolution, because undoubtedly we are in the fourth industrial revolution. And when we talk about the fourth and fifth industrial revolution, we are saying that Africa must have a role in that space. The question is, that role comes with cybernation. And cybernation has become the prime mover of what the world is going to be. And when one gets into that conversation, one of course talks about Africa, and this is something that one repeats ad nauseam, that Africa is not one homogeneous whole. So that when we talk about cyber security in Africa, we must also remind ourselves that we are not moving at the same pace, that the conversation about cyber security in South Africa, in Togo, in Nigeria, and in Kenya, and in Ghana, and in Morocco, and in Algeria, and in Tunisia, and in Egypt, is not the same conversation that is being undertaken in Eritrea, and in Central African Republic, and in the Democratic Republic of Congo. But even if we have those differentiations, the reality is that cybersecurity has become something that we cannot ignore. And cybersecurity indeed does touch every aspect of our lives. Let us look at some of the areas in which we can and should talk about cybersecurity. Look at the entire banking arena. If you look at your typical banking infrastructure in the continent of Africa, the prime movers in terms of the transfer of money and data security are companies that are outside of the continent of Africa. So that when I look at the banking and the movement of money, the two major methods of moving money is through the SWIFT system. And the SWIFT system, we know, is incorporated in Belgium. We also have the IBAN system. So that if I am a Nigerian transferring money from Access Bank in Lagos, Nigeria, to Equity Bank in Nairobi, Kenya, my corresponding bank will be in New York. And that tells you that the data that is involved in that space is available to whoever is managing the SWIFT system. And if one ever doubted about that, only recently, not too long ago, it was in the media that individuals had succeeded in transferring billions of shillings from the Ugandan Central Bank outside of Central Bank of Uganda because of the ability to access and to break the technical walls around the banking system in Uganda. It must also be remembered that when we talk about cybersecurity, we are talking about data. And one of the most interesting things that I see in Africa is this, that even when we are talking about national identification cards, if it is the Kenyan identity card, you will be shocked to learn that it's printed outside of the continent of Africa, possibly in France, and is also in Greece. Our own Kenyan ballot papers, for example, were printed in Greece in the elections in the year 2022. Our own cards that we use in our banks after the closure of De La Rue in Nairobi are now printed in Germany. And if you look at the backbone of our M-Pesa system, which is a money movement system in Africa, those who are also resident outside of the continent of Africa. And that then tells you that we are not secure. You know, many times when I look at some of the media that is now available to us, whether it's TikTok, whether it's ChatGPT, whether it's DeepSeek, whether it's Gemini, whether it is all these things that we talk about and we are saying that they are secure. People say, let us call through WhatsApp. It is secure. Or let us use VPN. I laugh at them. Secure from what? You are not the ones who are controlling those things. Those things are controlled from outside. And I'm suggesting that in critical areas such as the banking system, cybersecurity is a critical thing. The third area is insecurity. We are saying that we have national policing, we have investigative arms, we have our military, and they use this system. And to the extent that these systems are controlled from outside, one can never ever say that we are secure. Indeed, I dare say that there was the rumor, whether this is verified or not, but it's out there in the public domain and is one that can be consumed, that when the African Union headquarters was constructed, the constructing company, which was an external company, actually bugged the system so that when African leaders were engaged in any conversation, they were able to receive real time what was being discussed at the Africa Hall in Addis Ababa in Ethiopia. That tells you that even at the military level, we are that weak. If we go into the area of education, we are now talking about STEM, and we are talking about the use of technology in the arena of education, and we are saying the information that we have, how secure is it? And therefore, when we talk about cybernation and cybersecurity in its entirety in the continent of Africa, we must warn ourselves that we are on very slippery ground. Indeed, the African Union has recognized that cybersecurity is very critical to the development of Africa, particularly now that we are saying that under Africa Agenda 2063 and the Africa Continental Free Trade Area, we are going to use technology. The question is, how secure is that technology going to be going forward so that we are able to engage in trade, we are able to engage in commerce, we are able to look at our taxation systems, we are able to use our technology, we are able to do the things that we ought to do using technology in a manner that is secure from the attack from outside. Today, perhaps, the most important thing is not men and women on boots. It is men and women on keyboards, sitting outside of the continent of Africa and trying to breach all the things that you use as protection going forward. And cybersecurity then becomes important, which raises a number of critical questions. In order to be secure, you must domesticate your own instruments. Is Africa doing so? The answer is no, we are not. And the next stage, therefore, is Africa must have homegrown systems which are Africanized. In other words, you use technology that has been deployed and developed by others, but introduce features that make them immune to attack from outside. The second thing is, the men and women, are they properly trained? Do we have men and women who are properly trained, who are capable of manning those particular facilities in a manner that is going to ensure that they are secure? Do we have warriors of our own who are going to sit on the keyboards and ensuring that we are not vulnerable to attack? The third thing is, are we going to ensure that we have our own satellites up there? You know, many times I see it being reported that this or that country has now launched their satellite. And when I listen, I hear that they have launched it from Fort Lauderdale or the Kennedy Space Center. And I say, surely if they are launched from the Kennedy Space Center or Fort Lauderdale or somewhere in France, you can rest assured that those who are launching it know what you are doing. And one is not saying that we must not collaborate. Science does not know boundaries. Science ought to be neutral. But we are saying that to the extent that we collaborate, it is important that we are able to ensure that we collaborate, but we have nuances that ensure that we have sufficient cybersecurity. The the other thing, perhaps the fourth thing, is in terms of policy and laws. What laws do we have? And I'm one who becomes very unhappy when I hear that little Kenya has policies on cybersecurity, little Uganda has policies on cybersecurity, little Sudan, little Eritrea. Cybersecurity is one that does not know boundaries. So what one needs is a coherent continental policy position which covers the entire continent of Africa. And once you have done that, you can then translate that policy into legal infrastructure, which will then be the infrastructure that underpins and undergirds how you are dealing with issues of cybersecurity. So it's important that there is coherence, and I'm happy to learn that efforts are being made in this regard. Efforts are being made from the regional economic communities. I know that within East Africa, those efforts are going on. Within ECOWAS, those efforts are going on. Within SADC, those efforts are going on. In countries such as Egypt, they may even be ahead of us, and Morocco ahead of the rest of Africa. And of course, the South Africa are also ahead of the pack. Kenya is also not far behind in that regard. And Ghana and Nigeria also not very far in that regard. But ultimately, the most important thing is that there must be coherence and the realization that going forward, we've got to have a system that is immune. There is no perfect system. There is no escaping the use of cybernation, but cybersecurity is one that requires that technology is always ahead of legislation, which brings into question the universities and research. There is nothing as important as research, and African governments have a duty to ensure that money is dedicated to research in universities, and cutting-edge technology must be given its pride of place as a condition sine qua non, as a necessary condition to ensuring that cybersecurity is something that is given prominence in all that we do. Remember today that many institutions are becoming paperless. The banks are becoming paperless. The hospitals are becoming paperless. The schools are becoming paperless. Every other sector of the economy is becoming paperless. And when you now transfer all these to technology, you become more vulnerable. You can be attacked and paralyzed externally by somebody sitting somewhere in Ulaanbaatar in Mongolia, and he attacks the AU, and we are all paralyzed, and our air system is paralyzed. Our traffic controllers do not know what to do, and those who are running our ships in the sea do not know what to do. That is how dangerous cyber, that is how important cybersecurity is for the continent of Africa and by extension the rest of the world. And this cannot be done in isolation. It must be done in collaboration, because collaboration is the law of civilization and competition the law of barbarism. That is what one must say about cybersecurity in Africa. Africa, we are in the fourth and fifth industrial revolution. We are in the age of Internet of Things, and therefore we must secure ourselves in this day and age. Ladies and gentlemen, we continue to discuss the continent of Africa, discussing weighty issues that deserve attention for the future of the continent of Africa. But we are taking a break to see you next time. Thank you very much, and we'll meet again to continue the conversation.